Education students at De Pere's St. Norbert College were trickling into an award ceremony last week on campus. Among them was senior Jessica Stock.
I think it's really unfortunate that when we do make budget cuts, that it's with the education because, like I said, children are our future and we should be fostering that.
Even with a busy final semester filled with student teaching assignments, Stock and her classmates couldn't have helped but pay attention to the state's budget battle. If all of Governor Scott Walker's proposals go through, education could face a $900 million cut. Public school teachers and other state workers would have to contribute more to their pensions and health care, and most unionized workers, such as teachers, would also lose their collective bargaining rights. Graduating senior Elizabeth Myliner worries that will mean larger classes. So when she finds a job, she may see a lot of faces staring back at her.
Cutting from the students and cutting from their educational opportunities, I think that's what's going to be the most hurtful for students, especially those who really need the support within the public school district. It's unfortunate that they're not getting the funding that they need.
Both future teachers say they're willing to take the relatively low pay that comes with the profession, that they're not in it for the money. And that's a good thing. Stephen Correa is an education professor at St. Norbert.
You know, you're going to probably make in the $35,000 a year range. And now that you'll be paying benefits yourself to a higher rate, most of those teachers will take home probably between $3,000 and $5,000 less next year than they did this year. And so the reality of having to pay for loans, having to pay for college.
Between 80 and 90 students will graduate from the school with teaching certificates. Correa says the good news for them is that an unusually high number of current teachers are retiring in the face of changes coming from the state level.
The latest statistics show that a little over 7,000 teachers have already put in for retirement from the teacher retirement system. And that is certainly well in excess of 100% more than usually happens in a year, which is in the 3,500 range.
Correa says new teachers could find a variety of positions open, but he says it could be a long summer of waiting.
A lot of districts are still holding back on hiring because they still don't know what their budgets are going to be. They just know that there are cuts coming. And so districts are trying to really make decisions based on very incomplete information.
Plus, Correa says retiring teachers will take their institutional knowledge with them.
The experience of those teachers and their richness in their classrooms, that's going to be lost.
Some school districts are even making preliminary plans to lay teachers off. So what's the incentive for someone to take a low-paying job in a profession with something of a PR problem? Most say it's what they've always wanted to do. Adam Marler isn't graduating this year. He just returned to school to get a teaching certificate after working for years as an EMT. Marler says he wants to help people before they're on life support in the back of an ambulance.
I've served people as a paramedic in an ambulance. And I've always wanted to do more than that. I've wanted to be more of a role in people's lives as they're growing up and then teach them how to be citizens as well.
Marler says he'd like to teach in Wisconsin, but will move out of the state if he has to pursue his chosen career. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.